Well, party's starting early today, isn't it?
To more of Early Break on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Are you looking for a new way to put your skills to work?
I am.
Explore new options in the fintech industry.
Finance.
At Currencia Sand Hills Global Company. They have full-time spots in financial sales, compliance, operations, and other fields. Also, 4.5-day work week, attractive benefits package, and opportunities for advancement. Visit gocurrency.com/careers to learn more today.
I got a message from Brennan on Messenger this weekend. He was out golfing, and he was looking for his ball in the weeds, in the hot, tall grass, he said. He found a Sand Hills Global ball. You know what he texted? And you know what he texted me? Finance! That's branding.
Yep.
That's branding
that
right
branding.
There.
That is branding.
He sees Sand Hills Global, and the first thing he thinks is finance, currency. Oh, man, what a job they've done with their branding and what they're getting done out there, what Carson's. I mean, think about that. They see Sand Hills Global now, and there's a whole different branding.
Finance,
yes.
Currency,
I wonder if Carson lost that golf ball.
I wonder if Carson...
It'd been Carson's ball. Thing,
my first thought I thought of when that happened was, I've never seen a golf ball from Sand Hills come my way. So that would be nice.
We'd use those.
I'll put them in...
You're without clubs
I'd
right
like,
now,
I'd like Pill, to load them up in Lauren's bag as he heads off to North Carolina with some
Sand
Hills Global.
I don't need these balls,
I don't need these. Lauren, here's 12 balls for you of Sand Hills Global. Enjoy these out there on the course on the ocean.
Lauren.
Yes.
Swigert.
Lauren Swigert.
But thank you, Carson,
yes,
for that branding that you've done. Because it used to be all about, hey, what do? We sell equipment. We sell you know, online auction 24/7, which they still do at the highest level. The number one auction company in the world.
It's ongoing, right?
Yeah, ongoing.
Oh, yeah, it never stops.
As I said, it's 24/7, 365.
I can't imagine
they're selling
that.
Stuff. And now they're also doing what?
What?
Finance.
Finance.
Currency.
GoCurrency.com/careers.
It's a lot to take in.
Saw this over the weekend. There was a write-up from
CBS Sports.
Oh, we love this.
About which games will define each top 25 team's season. And Nebraska shows up as one of the answers. And for a team, I think people would be surprised to see this, but the defending national champions, Indiana, according to CBS Sports, the game that will define their season is October 10th in Lincoln. Now, it says that the games following are Ohio State and Michigan immediately after the Nebraska game. So if they lose this game, yeah, they're probably going to have a rough go in those two. So I understand the premise, but I don't know if you talk to any Nebraska fan how they feel about that game, confidence-wise, about beating Indiana, but they make a point about why this is an important game for the Hoosiers.
They say it's Indiana's first test, and then the subsequent game, like you said, they play Ohio State the next week at home in Bloomington, and then go to the Big House after that. I guess, but you know, they do play Rutgers before Nebraska at Rutgers. You could almost say that one, right?
You could.
Almost.
But
I'm going to have a hard time seeing that the defending national champion is like, hey, the at Rutgers game. I mean, that's...
But at Nebraska, okay.
Let's push back on that one a little bit.
Okay, but...
Wasn't like Rutgers was even like close to going to a... Well, I guess they were close to going to a bowl game this year, but no. I'm pushing back.
All right. That, I guess, you make sense. So they play North Texas out of the gate, Indiana.
Okay.
Howard. We've done this before again. North Texas, Howard. I'm going to commit this to memory so I don't have to do it again. North Texas, Howard, WKU.
Western Kentucky.
Yes. Then Northwestern in Bloomington. God, they have an easy road.
That's a Friday game.
Yes. Then at Rutgers. And then at Nebraska. Yeah,
well, it makes sense.
Okay, I get the premise.
It makes sense
for that.
It's never the marquee matchup that defines your season. That's why I said that Rutgers is a defining game. I think Illinois is also kind of right in that same deal for Nebraska.
Yeah, what would Nebraska's defining game be?
Like, can you go to November for that?
It's
got to be earlier than November.
So, I mean,
would you say it's like Michigan State or Maryland that they have to win one of those?
Either one of those, I have a hard time because they've just been so downtrodden.
It doesn't define you because we think 5-0 is very possible. Yeah, it's something. Okay. How do you get out of this 6-6, 7-5 mire?
Would it actually be Indiana then?
I think it'd be Indiana, or it's Washington.
I think Washington
is the defining game because Washington does not play well on the road.
Okay. Yep.
They've proven that. That's the defining game.
That could be a top 25 matchup, which you've not
pretty
won
good chance that Washington might be about 16. 24th coming in. Yes.
So that's Saturday, October 31.
So think about it. If you beat Washington, let's say you are 5-0, you lose to Indiana likely and Oregon likely, you're 5-2. You come back, beat Washington, bowl eligible, and now you've got, again, November's still tough, but you're not overly concerned about Illinois. It's a challenging game, but you can beat Illinois on the road.
I think you're right about Washington because that could be, it could set up to be the sixth win.
Bowl eligible, 6-2. Then you go to November, trying to at least get one win in the month, if not two. Yeah. And you have Illinois on the road is winnable. Then at Rutgers is winnable. Then Ohio State at home, and then Iowa to close on the road.
The defining game for Nebraska, I think the stool agrees is probably Washington. After an off week. For that to happen, though, in my opinion, you have to hang in against Indiana and Oregon. Now, if they would beat one of those teams, would you just automatically say, okay, that's the defining game?
Yeah.
Beat Indiana or Oregon.
There's some switch to it.
Would you say, no, that's the defining
game? Or if Washington rolls in here, and they're 2-4, then it's no longer the defining game.
Today,
that's when I would say that it is.
Yeah, I would just say caveat. Washington's a defining game.
I love caveat. Yeah.
But the caveat is if Nebraska were to beat Indiana or Oregon or hell, both. Yeah. I mean, if they win at Oregon, I mean, wouldn't you just say that's the defining game?
At Austin? Yeah. You kidding me?
Yeah. And things can change because could Nebraska not be 5-0? Yes, they could lose one.
Yeah.
They should be 5-0. They should be 5-0.
Yeah, I'm not going to push back on that.
So if all, but
I don't say it with confidence.
So the defining game can also change if there is a loss.
Yeah.
If all of a sudden they lose to especially a Maryland at home, would be one. Now that might change. Okay, now is it the Washington game? That could have a little difference with it. But as of today, I'm 100% chips pushed in. It's Washington.
I like that. I don't mind Indiana. Their defining game being Nebraska. I don't have that list in front of me. I did see it yesterday, Jake. What other defining games? It's kind of if you read the intro to the article, the defining game isn't what you might expect it to be. It's not like necessarily, like Texas isn't necessarily Texas A&M. It's not necessarily rivalry. It's the way a certain game would set up on a schedule. So it was kind of a tough mental exercise in this offseason, which are producing odd list.
Yeah, it says like Texas is November 7th at Missouri is their pivotal game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Missouri's good enough. It's a pivotal game for them. That's why I feel the Rutgers game is so big. And I would say it's the pivotal one. We're definitely going Washington, but it's a must win.
For Nebraska?
You can't go to Rutgers and lose. And then look, but what are the That'd odds? What are the odds are that if you went to Rutgers and lost, and you look back at the season and go, pretty damn good year.
Well,
probably not.
That's where it gets complicated in my mind. Because what if you beat Indiana and Oregon, then lose at Rutgers?
Well, then you're saying, "What did we miss out on?"
Thank you.
You're saying, "What screwed up?" Yeah.
There's always something to that.
I seldom play these games because of that. I don't. Yeah, the assumption game. I try not to play too much.
Other games of note for top 25 teams that could be pivotal in their schedules.
Pivotal.
Ohio State. At USC, October 31st, Halloween.
Why is that? Matchup. What do they say why?
It says, this matchup could carry enormous implications for both the Big Ten race and the playoff picture. USC enters 2026 with expectations of finally breaking through under Lincoln Riley, while Ohio State begins a brutal late-season gauntlet that also includes Oregon and Michigan.
Yeah.
A win in L.A. could set the tone for another championship-caliber run from the Buckeyes. Meanwhile, a statement victory for the USC would immediately validate the Trojans as legitimate national title contenders.
Ooh, I'll believe that when I see it.
You don't have...
I'll believe it when I see it.
You have a Michigan team that they're going to have to play that at least has a very extremely competent head coach that is not involved in some sort of crazy...
Shenanigans?
I didn't wait. I can't imagine what was going on. That was the worst thing that happened for Nebraska last year, that it wasn't Sherrone Moore leading the team instead of Biff.
It would have been better for Nebraska.
Oh, Nebraska needed their head coach there. They would like to have had Sherrone Moore
texting at halftime.
Texting at halftime, seeing what's going on.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. God. Yeah, he was in a... I'd say Sherrone was in a great mental place during last season.
That season, yeah.
Very strong.
Very strong. Yeah, just really into
nothing
the team.
Nothing really going
third
on
outside. Third down, locked in. Locked into what's going on. Third and six, what are we going with here?
Instead we had this.
What are you going to do tonight to celebrate?
I'm going to eat some Häagen-Dazs coffee ice cream with my wife and smoke a Cuban cigar and then probably go to the hospital.
If Bochy way to beat that. No chance.
He had no chance on that.
We'd be better off with Sherrone Moore.
Oh, 100%. I said that before. And I go, this isn't good for Nebraska.
Biff, it was.
They love Biff. The team loves Biff.
How could you not love Biff?
You know they're flying home going, imagine on the there's the intercom on the plane, and usually a head coach makes an announcement, or the DFO will
say
something.
I didn't know that, but
he'll say something. A lot of times, just a reminder, tomorrow treatments are at 10 o'clock. Things like that are said. Just imagine that on the flight home from beating Nebraska. And guys, just so everyone knows, Sherrone Moore, your head coach, will be back in the office tomorrow. No, there was no cheering. You know what they heard was, Biff, Biff, yeah. Biff, Biff. That's what they heard. Biff, Biff.
Yeah, it didn't work out. Well, it'll be so... Michigan will stabilize. Yeah. So you wonder what that'll look like.
That'll look better. No matter what, that will look better. It will be organized.
Yeah.
They'll be organized. And so that'll be a better matchup. Just think about this. I mean, right now, everyone knows that can Ohio State go to Texas and beat them? They can. That'll be, Texas, talk about pushing their chips all in. They have to have this game. And Texas has the most, they're preseason number one, aren't they?
In some spots.
They are. But this one has the number one on this.
Number one. So if Ohio State loses that one, Then they got to go to Ohio State's got to go to Indiana, to SC. It's like,
and they have Oregon.
Good Lord.
But Ohio State's schedule is terrible this year. They are going through that.
So they play Ball State to lead off. Okay. That's in Columbus, of course. Yeah. Then they play at Texas.
Yeah. Rough.
Then they play Kent State.
Okay, easy.
In Ohio Stadium. Then it begins to get real pretty fast. Illinois in Ohio Stadium.
It's going to make you work. It's real.
At Iowa.
Tough.
Still real.
Tough, but Iowa's going to be down.
And we talked, me and Steve said we...
They're down.
They're down.
We'll
they're really
that
down.
8 o'clock.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
Maryland in Ohio. And then what Jake's talking about is the late season. It does get rougher.
Look at their November.
We're still in October. Okay, October. At Indiana. At Indiana.
Yeah. Hello.
What a game that'll be, by the way.
What day is that on?
Oh, that'll be great. Fox, 11 a.m. kickoff. Can't wait.
Yeah, it will be. October 17th.
Yes.
Yeah. Off the next week. Then, they go at Indiana, then at USC. Yeah. And then the Ducks on November 7th.
That's the three straight games.
Go to Ohio Stadium. God damn it.
Oh, Ohio State. Ouch.
Then
what? Michigan?
Think about Oregon at Ohio State. That'll be
Hey guys, Jake Sorensen. You've got weight loss goals, but hitting them is another story. Enter Weight Loss by Hims. It's designed to support you in losing the weight and keeping it off. And Hims now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. Through Hims, everything happens online. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary, and it doesn't stop there. Hims makes hitting your goals seamless by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and an in-app lifestyle and nutrition support like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Ready to reach your goals? Visit hims.com/earlybreak to get a personalized, affordable plan that gets you. That's hims.com/earlybreak. hims.com/earlybreak. Weight loss by Hims is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit hims.com. You're listening to this podcast, so I know you've got a curious mind. Here's a helpful fact you might not know yet. Drivers who switch and save with Progressive save over $900 on average. Pop over to progressive.com, answer some questions, and you'll get a quick quote with discounts that are easy to come by. In fact, 99% of their auto customers earn at least one discount. Visit Progressive.com and see if you can enjoy a little cash back. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $946 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2024 and May 2025. Potential savings will vary.
Northwestern in Ohio. Then Ohio State comes to Nebraska. Then they have the game on November 28th.
I think there's a really good chance that Ohio State is coming to Nebraska
with
fighting for their playoff life.
Ooh.
Because they could easily have two losses. Do you agree?
Lose
they
to Texas.
They could have two losses there. And they're going
100%.
Like, hey, listen, you go ahead and throw a third loss on this thing. And now you're in the
– right.
It's like, oh, well, we're fine. The head coach is not thinking you're fine. They won't be asleep at the wheel coming in here.
Not if they have two losses, which they very well could.
Yeah. Even if they have one loss, it's still going to be like, hey, listen, we cannot afford another because then we'll be in that weird seeding type of thing.
If Ohio State has only one loss coming in Nebraska November 21, they will have done a good job.
Oh, yeah. That's why they were picked fourth.
That's right.
It was simply based off of schedule.
The schedule is just terrible.
And you know what?
Terrifying for them.
Thank you, Ohio State, and thank you, Texas,
yeah,
for giving us that game and not being afraid and not being this running away from competition.
Like Indiana.
Yeah, just... Yeah, I like it. I praise those who play tough games in that non-conference.
Indiana's non-con. No, come on, man. Come on. They don't got anything. Gosh dang, we just have a fundamental disagreement about Rutgers because I would say they don't have anything until Rutgers. Indiana. Come on. Give Shiano some credit.
We like Greg, but
they
do
you
ever really compliment Rutgers ever on this show?
Can we just pull up his record? Just
yeah.
It's not good. It's not his fault, really.
It's not his fault.
Look at Rutgers historically.
I'm not talking about his Rutgers record. I'm talking about his Rutgers Big Ten record.
It's not good.
No, it's probably about 20% win.
They've never got it right, though.
It's probably about 20% wins.
Well, yes. Shiano since 2020. He was named their head coach in 2020.
Okay.
Oh God, this isn't good in the Big Ten. 43-87.
There you go.
43. Yeah. So the last 3 years of Shiano.
And they never beat a ranked team.
That's too many games. That's not right.
That can't be right. Yeah.
Do that
That's
again.
Impossible.
They've not played 120 games in six seasons.
Yeah, oh. Yeah. Because the reason being that includes everything. So
it's worse than
it's way worse than that.
No.
It's way worse than that.
Plus 8, 21, 27, 32, 39, 5, 6, 9, 13, 15,
15, 15,
and 39.
So
that's not great. So he's 15 and 39.
And how about if we picked out those 15 wins? Just take a look at those, a hard look at those. It'd be like, oh, wow. Okay, they got Northwestern. They got, they beat Maryland. That's going to be what you're going to look at.
They do fight you, though.
I agree with that. He will try to put a tough team together.
Rutgers made a bowl game in 2021 at 5-7, lost, and at 5-8 with a bowl game.
They do fight you, though, right?
5-8 went to a bowl game.
I mean, that
game
you coached out there.
Oh, God, they beat the crap out of us.
They were physical.
Yeah, if we don't get the interception off the chop dog call. And get the throw to it was.
And hold on, they came in here too.
But Nebraska won 14-7 that very hot game early October, two years ago.
Physical game.
They were, yeah. They had the block punt.
Yeah.
They blocked four.
They had a couple blocks that day.
Yeah, that's why I give them a little more credit than you guys. They don't. They will hammer away at you. But their defense this year was horrible. I don't understand.
Yeah, it was just absolutely horrible.
Yeah.
And they gave Penn State after Nebraska lost in the next week.
They scored 36 on Penn State.
All they had
36.
They had a one play. If they get a first down, they win the game. And they turn it over for a touchdown. That's why I'm kind of like
Indiana's first test is I'm saying it Rutgers.
All right.
It is time to play the game show. Give us a call right now, 464-5685.
I went to a festival.
Your chance to win a business box of bagels to Bagels and Joe. Today's topic.
Festival.
NFL running back colleges, not from the 70s, not from the 80s, present day
90s.
Running backs.
No, 90s, sadly.
These are guys.
Present day. That's not good for us.
I got to know what schools these guys went to.
Man,
this is not good.
1974, we nail everyone. Yep.
If you think you know present-day NFL running back, their colleges, please call us right now. 464-5685. Shut Up Simple starts now.
We've all been there. You're listening to the radio, and then that rage starts to grow inside of you. It starts to consume you. It gets to a point where you just want to yell, "Shut up, Sipple!"
No, sorry. I'm sorry. Well, here's your chance. It's time to shut up, Sipple. Call now to play 464-5685. Shut up, Sipple. Brought to you by Bagels and Joe.
464-5685. Call the Dick Down Sip and Bill in trivia. You guys have a great record right now. 9 above 500, 38 and 29.
Awesome. Are we going all the way until reset? Is it reset August?
That'd be the first game of the season for Nebraska football.
Wait a second.
We usually go like the week of or the first game for Nebraska football. We usually reset.
Okay, that's a lot of resets. Yeah. I thought we just keep going.
Then we got to reset.
We reset all the time.
We always reset. Yeah, we don't go. What if our record like 492?
It wouldn't be though.
There's always a reset.
I didn't know we were headed for another reset.
Well, we're gonna reset.
Yeah. We're a ways away. Steve.
Yeah, it's months away.
May. It's May right now.
Don't panic here.
I'm not.
All right, we got Matthew. How do you feel about NFL running back colleges today?
Well, it's my birthday, so hopefully I got some luck today.
All right, birthday. That's incredible.
Who's this?
Matthew.
Matthew, where are you calling from on your birthday?
Lincoln, Nebraska.
We have a Lincoln listener. That's new to us. Is there any chance that you could text someone today to also be a breaker that is not currently part of our team?
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Long-time listener.
Oh, thank you.
Right, you are?
Long-time listener.
Thank
that's
you, Matthew.
Nice.
From
long-time Lincoln. Listener.
Thank you, Matthew.
I drive to Norfolk for work usually, so I'm listening to you guys on the trip to the fork.
Every day you drive to Norfolk?
Every other week, every day.
Really?
Wow.
Wow.
Wait a second. You're driving a big rig?
I work for a wholesaler, and they're in Norfolk, so.
Okay.
No gotcha. Big rigs.
But okay. Do you take different routes? Are you going through Rising City, David City? Or do you ever shoot yourself up through North Bend and over and then up through Pilger?
No, I've been listening to you guys. I've been entertaining that idea, but usually right through Columbus.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay.
Stay good strong. Idea.
All right, Matthew.
Steve hasn't been there in 20 years.
But he's from there.
It's been 10. He's
I got to get to Casey's breakfast pizza in Columbus. So midway point.
That's a good idea. That's a good
spot.
All right, Matthew. First question for you on your birthday. What school did Panthers running back Chuba Hubbard go to?
Oh, jeez. Chuba Hubbard, I don't know. Georgia.
Ooh.
Why am I drawing a blank?
He had a phenomenal college career.
Okay, any other hints you'd like to supply?
Chuba, that's really easy.
He had a phenomenal college career.
Yeah, that's super easy, Steve. I don't know.
Do you know it?
I'm drawing a blank.
I'm going to pass. Just don't tell me Auburn.
No. It's our friend Mike Gundy in Oklahoma State. That's where Chuba went to college.
I kind of do now, but not know it that great.
Flat out didn't know it.
But we're alive.
0-0 tie. Sip first question.
Say let's live a little.
Bills in play.
Thank you.
What school did Bucks running back Bucky Irving go to?
I'll need you on this one. Bucky Irving.
Only if he knows it. These are all starting running backs in the league.
Yeah, don't apologize. You're fine. We should know this.
Thank you.
Definitely should have known Chuba Hubbard.
Yeah.
Chuba.
Bucky
Irving. Good.
Five. Four.
Don't
three.
Know it. Don't know it.
Bucky.
Two.
Do we guess?
You have to guess.
Okay, well, let me guess then.
One.
I'm going to guess West Virginia.
Not the Mountaineers. Do you want that, Matthew, or not?
I do. The Oregon Ducks.
Brilliant.
What was his name again?
Bucky Irving.
Zero recollection.
Zero recollection. Don't remember him playing at all. Did he play like in the? Is he like his 15th year?
I think
playing?
He started at Minnesota, then went there for two years
that's
to
a confusion.
Oregon.
Sports.
Yeah. One. This is for the win, Matthew. Last question. What school did Chargers running back Omarion Hampton go to?
Omarion Hampton. He played for North Carolina, right?
Brilliant!
Didn't help us.
That is correct, North Carolina. So Matthew, on his birthday,
happy birthday!
A business box
I'm
of bagels.
Glad we lost.
Happy birthday! Hey, how old are you now?
45
today. Nice
driving. Hey, do you ever go through Rising City instead of going through?
Just asked.
No, I do. He said
Columbus.
Chicken salad sandwiches in the state or in the gas station in Rising City.
That's why I asked. We did not cover Rising City. We covered Columbus. So yes, that's a great little.
You have to get to Columbus, right?
Rising City. You can go through David City. And you don't go through Rising City.
Okay.
Day one stuff, Jake.
I'm sorry.
Hey, wait a second. What about this chicken salad sandwich?
At Rising City gas
station. Oh, it's incredible.
Station.
That station
brand
is incredible.
Brand new gas station. Very nice.
Rising City?
Yeah, it's very accessible.
I'm telling you. It's a food destination.
It is. Thank you.
Thank you, Matthew. Yes. Happy birthday, man. Rising City. Yeah. A lot of pump for them today.
Matthew's a Lincoln listener.
Yes, he is. Drives Norfolk a lot.
I'd love to drive to Norfolk every day.
That'd be kind of cool.
But that was if I left here every day, what do you do? Drive to Norfolk?
Drive to Norfolk.
Then I drive back.
Wouldn't it be fine with it.
It'd be great.
It's an 8-hour day.
You know that road well.
Yeah, it'd be beautiful.
You know what? That would be kind of nice. Especially, you don't have a lot of bad weather days anymore. You know, it'd be kind of rough in the winter if it was bad. But
this time
you don't have that. You don't have that as much anymore.
Even winter doesn't bother me as much as like a heavy thunderstorm.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't. That would also. Yeah.
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 Tiebreaker for you, Bill. How many players rushed for 10 or more touchdowns last year in the NFL? I say players because there was a quarterback that rushed for 10 plus.
10 or more, 8.
Over, under, 8.
Oh, God, I think it's way. Wouldn't it be over that?
What's way over?
14.
Nope, right in the middle. 10. 10 players.
Oh, not way over.
Jonathan Taylor led all with 18 running for the Colts. 18.
Who's the QB?
Josh Allen. Josh Allen every year has like 12 rushing. He's a fantasy football, you can't beat that guy. Mm-hmm. Unbeatable.
Are you playing fantasy anymore?
Yep. I finished last year. I do again.
Oh,
I went.
Hold it. We just heard about you finished last again.
I finished last again. My team was better than last.
What
but
do
they
you
fell
have
apart
to do this year?
Right? I haven't set it up yet. I have to be a caddy for the guy that won the. I got to wear the caddy bib and everything.
And caddy.
You got to do that?
For 18 holes.
You're kidding me.
I got a caddy.
You're kidding me.
I have to set this up still, but I'm going to caddy for Alex,
dead
who
last
won the league.
2 years
I don't know. This team actually, 2 years ago, that was a bad team. They should have finished last. This team was not worthy of a last place finish, but they just sucked in the playoffs.
Your dignity will be tested by putting on a caddy uniform for a non-pro golfer.
Yes.
At some point this summer, I will have to don the caddy bib and carry clubs.
That'd be so much fun. Jake, can I get a 6-iron, please?
Yeah, that's what happened. He's going to be like, you know what? Give me the 5. That's a little dirty. Would you clean it off?
Yeah.
You're not playing. You're caddy.
No, I will not be playing this. I am caddying purely at some point this summer.
Make it very public.
I'm sure something will happen to make that the case.
Thank you.
Well, congrats to Matthew. He wins bagels on his birthday.
Whipping to Norfolk.
Yeah, every day.
Happy birthday.
How about Jake yelling at me? We already said Rising City.
Well, he did. Well, it was Sip. We both yelled at you.
No, we hadn't. We'd not covered that.
I kind of did, too.
Because here's the deal.
We both did. It wasn't just me.
You make the decision, do I go through David City and I stop at Bellwood, or do I go through Rising City? Because they both have really good
teaming. I'm always team Bellwood. Yeah.
Not bad. It's a nice little place to go.
My grandma was from Rising City. I go to Rising City.
Yeah. Okay.
You spend a lot of time in Rising City.
That store is remarkable. That new gas station they have
there. Yeah, it is beautiful. Oh, yeah. You should stop
by. Right by the motel. Be a nice little place to stay for the weekend.
Motel is interesting in Rising City. Hour 3 is next. An early break on the ticket.